Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. The Manager Show is brought to you by Key Bank. The Indians look for a sweep of the Cincinnati Reds here today, and you talked about it yesterday on the show, Terry, finding ways to win, and you found a way to win yesterday, both with Corey Kluber, maybe scuffling a little bit, but then scoring late in this game.
How about, though, just think about what you just said. And I'm not I'm not making fun of you. I just, you know, you said Corey Kluber scuffling a little bit. And I think what we're all referring to is, you know, early on in the game, there were some balls that were barreled up. Now, they scored one run. And he had seven punch outs and he pitched eight unbelievable innings. That is where this kid's gotten himself to, which is unbelievable. I mean, he set the bar high. And I think he understands that. And the good part of it is you know, he because of his work ethic, all the things we talk about, his routines, his demeanor, his attitude, everything, that he has a chance every time he goes out to do, you know, to give you eight, nine innings. And there's not a lot of guys in the league that can do that. He's one of the select, you know, he's in pretty rare company.
Mentioned after the ball game, he said his hammy got a little tight, and that's why he didn't go out for the ninth inning. Is that an issue going forward?
No, it's not. And you know, it was one of those things where, you know, anytime a pitcher comes off after maybe eight, you know, and they're hovering at over 100, you at least want to – you feel an obligation. You got to check with them. Because, again, whether you think they're throwing good or not, if they don't feel it, you're kind of crazy to send them back out. So we try to find a way. And, you know, Mickey does a good job of knowing each guy, how to check with each guy. And then when he came down and told me that, I went down and talked to Klubs. And the more we talked, it became pretty clear to me this was going to be unfair to send him back out, because I had every intention of letting him go back out and pitch, but not under those circumstances. One, you may aggravate something that he doesn't need to aggravate, and two, you're facing some dangerous hitters, and if he's favoring something, it didn't make sense on any front. Now, Cody comes in, throws a good ninth, Kluber has a great eight innings, and his hammy's going to be just fine, so we're good to go.
And you get Yan Gomes back today, which is obviously a huge boost. But before we talk about Yan, all of a sudden Roberto Perez looks like the guy we saw a year ago. I mean, he has made some great throws in this series against the best base-stealing team in baseball.
He made two throws the other day, Hammy, that he looked a little bit like Gomer to me. Like, not just the arm, but coming out of the chute, you know, like Gomer can – there's not many guys that do it like Gomer. But he kind of came out of the chute real aggressive like that. I mean, I love when Gomer does that, really. It's exciting because you can tell – that there's so much conviction and confidence in what he's attempting to do, besides the fact he has talent. But you know what, Hammy, I think Kluber has a lot to do with Perez's maturation process, too, because, you know, I think Roberto was feeling it a little bit early on, and, you know, knowing that he had to pick up Gomer's, you know, what he was doing, and, you know, we weren't pitching real good, we weren't playing real good, and I think Klubs did a really good job of just talking to him, not talking down to him, including him in things, and Roberto go out and watch his bullpen, and I think things like that help, and in my opinion, that's what a leader does, and maybe people probably don't know it because Kluber's pretty quiet, but that's what I consider being a leader.
Well, and you get another leader back, because Yan Gomes, in such a short period of time, has emerged not only as one of the best catchers in the game, but he's also a leader here as well, isn't he, Tito?
Yeah, he is. He really is. I mean, I think back to this winter when, you know, I remember guys were starting to sign in our division. You know, the White Sox were signing everybody. And I called Gomer, and we were talking about it. And I was like, you know, Gomer, we can waste energy, or we can find ways to make our team better. And we ended up talking for probably an hour, and it was really exciting. I mean, I was in a full lather by the time we hung up, because it was just so exciting to me to hear our guy talk about, okay, this is what we're going to do. I can do this. I can do this. And I remember hanging up, and I was going to the U of A basketball game, but I was already sweating because – and I called Chris, and I said, Chris, this is – you need – I wish you could have had a recording, because it's what you want. And, you know – It just – maybe it's the middle of December. Yeah, I get it. But when you believe in your guys that much, and that conversation was just a part of what Gomer is, it was so exciting to me.
How much can we expect from Yan? I mean, he has missed 6 weeks.
Yeah, he has. Now, I will say this. He has worked – he has worked so hard to the point where – I mean, he received in the cage. He's done everything. I mean, you know, we're not going to catch him back-to-back days for, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how long. Whatever his body dictates is what we'll do. But we're prepared not to. But again, I don't think it's going to be real long just because he works hard and he's in such great shape.
That is Tribe Manager Terry Francona, the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned for the Indians and Reds coming up on the Indians Radio Network. And for Memorial Day, hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. The Manager's Minute is brought to you by DraftKings.com. Josh Hamilton is back with the Texas Rangers, and he is activated now for this series here in Cleveland. And it wasn't but maybe 2 years ago, 3 years at tops, he might have been as good a player as there was in the game.
Oh, boy, you talk about talent. I mean, when he stepped in that batter's box, everybody watched. Shoot, I remember, you know, back in the 08 at Yankee Stadium, the home run derby, you know, where everybody says they were there. You know, it's like the Wilt Chamberlain 100-point game in Scranton. I was there. I sat on a Gatorade cooler and watched the whole thing. And because he didn't even win it, Justin Morneau won it. But the show that Hamilton put on that day was unbelievable. And I remember thinking, John Farrell and I sat there, and I remember thinking, I'm glad I was here to see that.
That's the Manager's Minute with Terry Francona on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.